Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where police are questioning the paparazzi over a dangerous chase involving Prince Harry and his wife Meghan.
The NYPD is confirming the incident involving photographers, but says no injuries, collision, or arrests took place. Mayor Eric Adams says the paparazzi chase was reckless.
I don't think there's many of us who don't recall how his mom died, and it would be horrific to lose an innocent bystander during a chase like this. And something to have happened to them as well.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us that chase started after the couple left a charity event. The clock is ticking, but congressional leaders say they're powering through debt negotiations to avoid default next month. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The president has selected two individuals, OMB and Ricchetti, to sit down with us. But our timeline is short. This is what I wanted to avoid 105 days ago.
President Biden is currently headed to the G7 in Japan. House Democrats want Republicans to walk the walk and vote on a new resolution to expel George Santos. New York's Daniel Goldman.
When you have someone like George Santos, who has lied and deceived his own voters in order to become a member of this body, he does not get the benefit of the doubt. He has admitted to lying, and he does not belong here.
A high-profile murder case is now moving quicker than expected in Idaho, where a grand jury has indicted a suspected killer. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Brian Kohlberger was arrested late last year at his parents' home in Pennsylvania and charged with killing four students in a rental home near the University of Idaho campus last November. The 28-year-old was a graduate student studying criminology at nearby Washington State University.
Kohlberger has not entered a plea yet. More arguments today on whether a popular abortion drug should stay on store shelves. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Sam Law with Planned Parenthood says the drug was approved by the FDA decades ago, and it is safe.
What is not safe is when you deny people access to essential health care.
He says this legal whiplash
has been really detrimental and has caused a lot of patient confusion and chaos.
The case will likely be decided by the Supreme Court. The Daytime Emmy Awards has been postponed this year because of the Hollywood writers' strike. The show, which honors soap operas and talk shows, was set to celebrate its 50th anniversary next month on CBS, but it's been put on hold indefinitely. Meantime, the Tony Awards will go on as planned next month. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This Kids Causes Moment is sponsored by Pepto-Kids. As social media use among teens rises, Dr. Arthur C. Evans has some signs you should look out for.
Incessant use that disrupts sleep or use that focuses overly on social comparisons can lead to depression and anxiety, particularly in young adolescent girls.
Brought to you by Pepto-Kids Chewable Tablets. Pepto-Kids, relief for little tummies, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Following is a list of upcoming meetings and notices in the listening area for Thursday, May 18th. In Wood County, the assessment roll of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will be completed and open for public examination from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the City Assessor's office and online at the City's website. The assessor will be available in person and by phone or email to answer questions regarding property assessments. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet next week on the 25th to hear sworn testimony from property owners who object to their assessments. Oral or written intent to file an objection must be filed 48 hours prior to that meeting. In Portage County, the Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet at 1 p.m. at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. The Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 43 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 75, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Most important issue facing the country today, right now, history being made, is the fight over extending the debt limit. I want to give you an update on that and some thoughts on it. Right now, Janet Yellen has said we could default as early as June 1. June 1. Today is May 17. That's 2 weeks from now. Could be another week, but there are deadlines built in to how much time you have to give the Senate and the House to consider any legislation that passed, even with a clean debt limit increase. Update, Joe Biden left for Japan today, left for Japan to attend the G7 conference. The G7 is the conference of the largest economies in the world. It used to be the G8, and they threw Russia out because they are Nazi skunks who are committing genocide and are being sadistic in Ukraine. It's not a war. It's a genocide, and they are a Nazi nation. They're the ones that linked up Stalin. Listen, 1940, Stalin and Hitler had a non-aggression pact, and they were going to go into Eastern Europe and divide up Poland and kill everybody. That was the Russians. They had full support of the Russian people, and the only reason we ended up going over there and saving their bacon was because Hitler betrayed Stalin and invaded. But let's get back to reality now. It's the G7. G7, you know, Britain, UK, Italy, Germany, United States, Canada, Japan, and the EU in general has an observer there as well for all the other European countries. Well, Biden is going to that. He should go to that. But he was going to go on to Papua New Guinea and to Australia, which would have been a very valuable trip, but he can't. He has to come back now and put this debt limit issue to rest. In any event, McCarthy has started to make noises that maybe there'll be a deal by this week, by Friday. Problem is that both the House and the Senate at some point soon are going to go on recess. They're not permitted to vote remotely. And so this thing has got to get done. It's got to get done real quick. Now, a couple of side issues that I think are favorable, but then I want to talk about the real issue. One of the side issues is the Democrats have filed a discharge petition. Discharge petition lets, if you have a majority of people in the House voting on it, forces a bill out onto the floor for a vote, even if the Speaker and the committee chairman don't want to. background is there are 218 votes needed. There are 435 members of the House. One over half of that is 218. Democrats have 213 votes, so they need five Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans, eight or nine of them in New York, are quaking in their boots because they're in districts that Joe Biden won. And they know very well if they tank the economy, they ain't going to stay in Congress. There are a couple in Pennsylvania, a couple in California, and I'm going to talk shortly about Wisconsin. But this discharge petition is now there. So if things go south, the Democrats simply go to these moderate Republicans and say, it's now or never, Jack. Stand up for your country. I'm not holding my breath. I don't think much of these Republicans, quite frankly. Don't think much of them at all. Don't think they give a rat's patoot about what happens to the United States as long as they can get nominated and somehow embarrass Biden. They think they're embarrassing Biden. Another new development, which I think is good, 14th Amendment. Biden had hinted about a week or two ago that he might invoke it. He'd rather not. Janet Yellen came out and said it shouldn't be invoked. I'm hoping that she is not shooting her mouth off, that Biden told her to do that with his permission to somehow put pressure on McCarthy. But if she is shooting her mouth off, she shouldn't stay as Treasury Secretary. You don't say something like that without the approval of the president. So I think she probably had his approval. Well, today, some Democratic senators have circulated a letter, Joe Biden, telling him to invoke the 14th Amendment. Tina Smith of Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Ed Markey of Massachusetts. And there are more. There are more who will support that. One of the things that's really holding this back, one of the things that's really holding this back is that everybody is circling around trying to squeeze the last bit of advantage. I'm talking about Republicans now, and they're overlooking something. They've already done the damage. We're paying about 5.5% for 90-day treasuries now. Billions of dollars in interest we didn't have to pay. This happened back in 2011. In 2011, the Republicans, because they didn't like Obama, went right up to the brink, and we lost our credit rating. We were AAA. Then we got lowered to AA+. You think, what the heck? No, not what the heck. That's billions of interest we're paying every year because of what the Republicans did. And you know what? We never got our rating back. Up until recently, investors, large institutional investors, foreign countries, and others who hold our paper, knew we were secure. They knew we were secure. And so what they ended up doing was they would say, all right, we'll take your paper regardless of what your rating is. And we only had to pay like 1%, 1.5%. Now it's 5.5%. That's what they've done already. But here's the thing that really frosts me. In this state, we have a guy named Gallagher up there in Green Bay. Gallagher up there in Green Bay. They put him in charge of a new committee, the Chinese Communist Committee. That's what they call it, to go after communist China, make him look like a patriot, trying to get him set to run for the Senate. And the other day, there's an article going, well, I have no announcement at this time. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out an article today, front page, that was just a hagiography. Look it up, okay? Made him look saint-like. It was sugary. And it was all about, quote, Gallagher wields the gavel that belonged to Cold War figure Mel Laird. Like, that's front page news. And it was all about that the gavel that Gallagher is using is the holy gavel that Mel Laird used back when he was Secretary of Defense under back in the 1970s, Mel Laird. Now, who the heck has heard of Mel Laird? I've heard of him because I've been around and I pay attention to this stuff. But the whole thing was just ingratiating. This is essentially a holy gavel. They described it as engraved two-tone wooden gavel with a stripe diagonally, made out of wood. It was in a museum in Marshfield, because that's where Mel Laird was from. Mel Laird, basically, you know, back then there were 10 congressional districts in Wisconsin. Now there are only 8. So he had part of what's now the 7th. In other words, northern Wisconsin. He's from Marshfield. And they went on and on. And then here is what this guy Gallagher says. He goes, we have to channel Mel Laird's power. What power? What are you kidding me? He was a congressman. Then he became Secretary of Defense. We must learn from Mel Laird. look, hey guy, if you want to look heavy, gravitas, you know, you're a guy that should be in the Senate. Maybe you say we want to channel Dwight Eisenhower, who won the Second World War. Maybe you say you want to channel Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we must learn from Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we must learn from, I don't know, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy. You say we must learn from Mel Laird. It's pretty small potatoes. But the other thing that really kills me is that Gallagher is supporting the shutdown over the debt limit. He is standing with McCarthy. He is not going to support the discharge petition. Gallagher, you got to understand something. You supposedly are in charge of a committee that wants to stand up to the Chinese communists. You need a Navy for that. I was in the Navy. But you need a submarine Navy for that. The extra interest we've had to pay on 90-year treasuries would have built one or two submarines. The South China Sea accounts for about 40% of world trade. There's a lot of small countries, the Philippines, Vietnam. Yeah, it has Australia and Japan and South Korea. None of them have nuclear weapons. The Chinese would walk over them if we didn't intervene. Gallagher, you are stabbing the Navy in the back. You are stabbing our military in the back. And he'll go, oh, no, that's stabbing the military in the back. I've said we shouldn't cut military spending. What good does it do for you to say that, but stand with McCarthy in coming close to shutting the government down over not extending a debt limit to pay off bonds that we've already issued to pay for debt that you voted for? You can't just go all pious on me. You can't just pose for holy pictures with Mel Laird and his sacred gavel. I mean, it offends me to have to say, it saddens me to have to say that. What kind of a, you know, small change, small animal operation is this? Standing with Mel Laird's holy gavel, saying you need to channel him and learn from him. How about learning from Abraham Lincoln? How about learning from Dwight Eisenhower? He's a Republican. He took care of business against the Nazis. Dwight Eisenhower was the man in the Second World War. Why don't you channel him? But what you are doing...
Hear ye, hear ye, everyone. The King Charles Latte has arrived. The English toffee and vanilla are so smooth. Find your royal treat at From the Ground Up Coffee House, Wisconsin Rapids. A royal thank you to this week's Pet of the Week sponsor, From the Ground Up Coffee House.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Mainly clear skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And by the way, I'm going right to the lines. Do not hang up. But I got to tell you this. We're giving away two tickets. Giving away two tickets. Friday night's game. 6:10 first pitch. Going to be a great game. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. The first caller that tells Calvin he can use them, gets them. So when you call in, if you can use those tickets, tell Calvin immediately and they're yours. Okay, we're going to the lines. Start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. You know, I just love the way that you look for goodness in Republicans, especially those that have, you know, did military service for our country. But there are so many people with the R after their name, I've given up hope on him. And he's one of them, because I've called his office many times and some of the things that they did not support veterans in, or elderly or disabled, and no response. He's just like the rest of them. The good Republicans retired, left office, spoke out, and maybe got beaten in their, races. So it's hopeless to count on them. I hate to say that, but it is. The two good ones that went to bat to protect our country, they were voted out of office, and the ones that remain, you can pretty much count on that. They're not going to work for the betterment of all the people in our country. So I know it sounds kind of negative, but gol darn it, this is ridiculous what they're doing, and I hope Biden uses the 14th Amendment and puts these people in their place. Enough is enough. The people in our country have gone through so much over these years that they need a break, and Republicans need to wake up, because we are sick of their behaviors. And this is the independent saying that. So I am really disgusted with them, and their behavior is like childish, and they shouldn't even be in those seats. Thank you very much for letting me express my opinion. It's not a pretty one.
Well, thank
one
you,
today,
Jane.
Matt. You have
Love
a good
you.
Day.
Love your passion. Before I go to the next call, I'm just going to say this. What I can't understand with Gallagher is you can't say, on the one hand, we have to stand up tough against the communist Chinese. I'm on the committee, he'll say, and I got the holy gavel that I got out of a museum in Marshfield of a guy that nobody ever heard of. Okay, that's fine. But then in the same breath, you go, we're going to shut down the government, and I'm going to stand with McCarthy, and I'm not going to pay the bonds that we issued to pay for the defense budget that I voted for very recently to stand up to the communist Chinese. If you're not going to pay for the submarines, the South China Sea is going to be just the China Sea. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
holy gavel. He's saying, what a sacred oath to the Constitution of the United States, which includes right. the 14th Amendment. I mean, he invoked God when he probably invoked God when he took his oath to the Constitution when he was sworn in. So, I mean, that why Joe Biden is just hesitant to use the 14th Amendment is curious to me, because that is the Constitution of the United States. That's a law we're supposed to live by. And if the Republicans don't like it, they can pucker up. I mean, that's what he should come right on and say. So the Constitution says this. We're going to stick to the Constitution. And that, and you guys might not like it, but that's what the Constitution says. The debt shall not be questioned, period. And just say, and if you are challenging this, you're an oath breaker, pure and simple. And they say nasty stuff about him all the time. Well, maybe it's time for him to actually just speak the truth back to them and say, this is what the Constitution says. Unless you're willing to adhere to the Constitution as it's been amended over the past couple hundred years, that you got no business being in Congress, because you guys all took an oath to uphold that Constitution. Not to uphold your contributors, not to uphold, you know, making, you know, the other stuff. It's to uphold the Constitution of the United States, pure and simple. And Joe Biden should not be afraid to say that. He should just come right out and say, this is what the Constitution right. says. We're right. going to live by the Constitution.
Right. Excellent, excellent comments, Mark. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Wisco Paul, my friend. You're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul? Remember, if you can use two Brewer tickets for Friday night, just tell Calvin. Just tell Calvin. Wisco Paul, you have the floor.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I appreciate your show. You know, as a retired Teamster, I'm a union member. I have a pretty good pension. But along with my pension, I have the 401k and of course, Social Security. And Joe's going to have to step up to the plate on this one, and because this is money that was already allocated and spent. So I don't know what the politics are, but I could tell you one thing. The Republicans helping us, just not going to happen. So that's my two cents today. Joe, you're just going to have to do what you got to do here. Otherwise, right. Everything I have in the stock market and everything else is going out the window. I don't understand. Right. I don't understand their concept of thinking on this at all. Zero.
Well, you'll also get an IOU for your Social Security check payable in October. And most people don't want to go 4 months without an income, quite frankly. Karina, Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. You're the last caller of this segment. What's in your mind today, Karina?
Well, you know, Matt, where I'm coming from, this is a sabotage. If they would be in any communistic or socialistic country with a democracy, but non-existing democracy, they would be taken away from this room and shut down, literally shoot in the hallway. This is a sabotage. Those people are filibustering things. They are pulling people's opinion apart. They giving different versions and different opinion of a same thing. They just want to make chaos. And this is a sabotage on the government level. And those people are not sending for America at all. So they need to be removed from the government and forgotten.
Thank you, Karina. I really appreciate your passion. Fortunately, in our country, we don't shoot them in the hallway. We got to get them out in elections. But that said, I like your passion. You're absolutely right. This is obstructive, and it's essentially trying to hijack money that they've already allocated, and it's going to end up costing folks in Social Security, at least in delayed payments. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Last October, the Marshfield community lost a 16-year-old boy to fentanyl poisoning. Cam Kirschbaum was an avid skater, and friends and family created a wall of flowers and artwork at the skate park to celebrate his life. the city of Marshfield is replacing the graffiti with colorful artwork to remember Cam and help bring awareness to drug abuse and mental health. Councilmember Michael Riley is spearheading the project. It will feature an illuminated concrete wall at the skate park entrance with painted murals on both sides. A memorial bench and 25 pieces of artwork on the fence surrounding the perimeter will also be included. O'Reilly wants to include artwork created by community members with the goal to remind youth who use the park to make healthy choices and remember Cam. In sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. The rubber match is tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nacoosa. This week's flavor of the week is Irish Cream. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 43. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75, cloudy skies. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
7.7 FM, 1450 AM. The Brewers are it. The Brewers are it. If you've never been to a Brewer game, you really got to go at least once. I'll tell you what, and these tickets are the best in the house. You can see the seams on the fastball. You can see the seams on the fastball. I'm going to go to a topic now. This blew me away. I'll tell you something. I think many of the Republicans are incompetent. The great Republicans, whom I have a great deal of admiration for, the Liz Cheneys, Adam Kinzingers, and others, were sidelined by their own party. People who show courage in the Republican Party right now are sidelined And it's a shame because we need, the public needs the leadership and services of people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. But here's a real piece of work. James Comer, Republican, Kentucky. He's the head of this investigative committee that's supposed to be looking on the Joe Biden and the Hunter Biden and this one and that one. And they haven't been able to come up with anything. You have Jim Jordan, committee on weaponizing the federal government, putting an end to it, blah, blah, blah. And here, what do you have? You have Grassley, Senator Grassley of Iowa, say we don't have any evidence really yet. And you have Ron Johnson in this state said, well, we're not going to get hard evidence, but there's certainly the impression. In other words, the innuendo. It's all they're after. But this is a dialogue between James Comer, one of those committee chairmen, and Maria Bartiromo of Fox. Now, Maria Bartiromo is right wing, and she's been part of the whole Stop the Steal, election denial stuff. And here's what he said to her the other evening. Quote, she asked him about the informants, the whistleblowers that had the info that supposedly they were going to use against Joe Biden and his family. Here's what Comer said, quote, well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. Hold on a second, Congressman, said Bartiromo. Did you just say that the informant is now missing? And here's the response. Well, Maria, we're hopeful we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. Oh, really? They don't make a habit of our knowing where they are so we can subpoena them? When I saw this, you know, Comer is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He is not the brightest bulb on the tree. But then Marjorie Taylor Greene, another piece of work, just came out yesterday, and here's what she said. As Republicans were out of contact with all but one whistleblower in the investigation of Biden and his family. She goes on, James Comer revealed that one informant was lost. Green says in this interview, yeah, another whistleblower, yes, they are missing. They're either in court, and then she said there were nine of them missing. They're either in court, they're in jail, or we can't find them because they can't be found. Now, look. The people who are in jail were January 6th insurrectionists. If that's their whistleblowers, we don't need them. They're not truthful. They went there to hang Mike Pence. They built a gallows. That gallows was not built that morning in one day. That was premeditated. You had Proud Boys and Oath Keepers who were armed. They were in military formation. And several of them have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. And they are getting, you can get over 20 years for that. 600 people have been sent to jail. Anybody that's in jail who's a whistleblower is a criminal. Now, when she says there are nine of them, Comer only said there was one that he couldn't find, although that was the only one he had. Who starts an investigation of the President of the United States shooting their mouth off with one senior, absolutely senior Republican congressman from Iowa, Grassley, saying we don't have any evidence? And another one, Ron Johnson. And now Ron Johnson, my God, he's our guy. You know all the bad things there. And he goes, well, we may, quote, we may never get any evidence, but there's the impression. This is all dealing in innuendo. What the Republican Party likes to do is when they get caught doing something, they like to accuse the other guy of doing it and say, no, we didn't do it, they did it. This is double speak. This is what's going on. So there is no evidence against Joe Biden. If there's any evidence against Hunter Biden, it'll take its course. In the past, you had Trump with Jared Kushner, who took $2 billion from the Saudis. Nobody is prosecuting him, even though the Democrats have the Justice Department. If it was the other way around, he'd be in jail right now. You had Billy Carter with Jimmy Carter, his brother, got $250,000 from Libya, who is an adversary of ours. And then he registered as their lobbyist. You have Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's brother, who was up to some shenanigans. And then you have Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, who is up to some shenanigans called securities fraud. And that's what happens. But for them to convene two committees, pay millions of dollars in staff and time, and go, especially Comer, who's the chairman. Marjorie Taylor Greene is nuts, but Comer goes, all right, when are you going to talk to the informant? And he goes, quote, well, unfortunately, Maria, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful the informant is still there. Yeah. The whistleblower knows the informant. Well, if the whistleblower is different from the informant, call the whistleblower. He's the one that doesn't know where the informant is. How do I know there is an informant? Maria Bartiromo goes, and she's an election denier and a piece of work herself. Quote, hold on a second, Congressman. Did you just say the whistleblower or the informant is now missing? Answer, quote, from Comer. Well, we're hopeful we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. I have never seen a sorrier excuse for a committee chairman or for an investigation than this. All they are doing is trying to put out click candy for the people on their base and for Russian, Iranian, and Chinese intelligence to put on fake data, fake statements and news on our social media. That's what it's come down to. That's what it's come down to. That's what this investigation has come down to. Let me tell you one other thing that does cause me some concern. It has happens to be about Dianne Feinstein. A very high opinion of her. She was a great leader of the party, great U.S. senator. And I hate to see where she's at. She's 89 and she has dementia. They wheeled her back into the Capitol after a three-month absence. Remember that the other day. And she was going, where am I? Where am I going? And was agitated until staff got her and they took her in where she could vote and get a couple of judges out. Because remember, we are 11-10 on the Judiciary Committee, and when she's out, it's 10-10, and then nothing can, no judicial appointment of Biden can get out even to the floor. And we sit there, and there are 2 years left in Biden's administration, not quite. I'm hoping there's 6 years left. I think there will be. But you got to be conservative and say we got at least almost 2 years, and nothing's happening. She said she won't run again, but it was her staff that put that out. When they asked her, she said, no, that's not right. And then they told her the staff put it out. She said, oh, she doesn't know, you see. Well, here's what she said in an interview yesterday. She's gone almost three months. And they said to her in an interview, Senator, you've been gone through for 3 months. And then she goes, I haven't been gone. I've been working. And they say, oh, you mean that were you working at home? She says, no, I've been here. I've been voting. She told us the Los Angeles Times. No, I've been here. I've been voting. Then she turns to them, please, you either know or you don't know. This is sad. I'm not making fun of this. I'm just saying I want judges, okay? I want judges. Very pragmatic. Call me old-fashioned. I want judges. If a president did this, the cabinet, under the last amendment to the Constitution, or the two-thirds of the Congress, could temporarily remove him and then designate the vice president or line of succession, Speaker of the House, and so forth. You can't do that for a U.S. senator. If, God forbid, she became comatose and she were kept alive for 2 years, we don't have the majority anymore. We get no judges. We get nothing. Not only that, let's say she doesn't go comatose, but this gets even worse. See, I don't think she was lying when she said, no, no, I've been here the whole time voting. She thought she was. She wanted to be. She didn't know she wasn't. What really is going to be important is, let's say there's a Supreme Court vacancy. And given the ages of everybody, I'm not saying that's likely, but things happen. Remember that Scalia passed away? Clarence Thomas right now, quite frankly, is up to his ears in corruption. There's a guy who's taken money under the table and not disclosed it from billionaires who see him for a vacation every summer, fairly expensive ones, but also paid the tuition for their great nephew that he's raising as a son, bought his mother's house, let her stay in it, repaired it, overpaid for it. Gorsuch gave him up to about 500 grand in profit on a fishing shack he hadn't been able to sell for 2 years in Colorado. And Robert's wife, they funneled $10.5 million to her for being a recruiter for law firms. And she goes, yeah, why don't you hire this guy? He's good, top of the class. Yeah, okay. And then Roberts reported that as salary, not commission. Like she was being paid a salary, which was false. Let me tell you something. The Supreme Court is corrupt. The Supreme Court is corrupt. And one reason, one dirty little secret, why Biden is reluctant to invoke the 14th Amendment. He talks about litigation. In any sane litigation, any judge in this country should say, the Constitution trumps the statute. The statute says you need two votes on money, one to pass it, and the other one whether you even pay the bonds that you issued to fund this. But the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, says the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. But what happens if corrupt Clarence Thomas, 5-4, rules that that's not good enough? You don't have time to impeach him. Moscow Mitch wouldn't permit it. Biden would have to ignore him the way Lincoln ignored a couple of courts that went against him in the Civil War. That engenders more chaos. As long as you have at least three justices now, and for all I know more, take money. And you can see that their decisions, the people that give them the money are filing amicus briefs, amicus curiae, friend of the court, that tell them how they and their organizations want some of these issues to come out. Fascism is creeping in even quicker on little cat's feet. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health, remarkable.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you. Stephanie Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Your first, what's on your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey, all right. I have a question about the bonds that we have already committed to financially. Are these the T-bills that my father, who is, you know, he's been gone for 30 years now, but close to, but... he was a Rock River Republican, small town, Wisconsin. But he always, he invested conservatively, but he invested in T-bills. And I would like to know if these are the bills that, because they're always considered extremely reliable investment, are these the bills that we have basically we made a promise to pay?
Right. Yeah, those are the bills, right. And there are different tranches of them. They have 90-day bills. They have one-year bills, 10-year bills. Believe it or not, I don't want to get into the weeds on this. Some companies issue 100-year bills. I'm not kidding. And you can say, I don't want any of that, but that's not what we got here. 90-day, one-year, 10-year. And what happens is Congress, for instance, authorized the defense budget, $780 billion. They don't have $780 billion lying around. So what they do is, pending tax receipts and all that, they issue T-bills. And people go out and buy them. They love them because they're very safe for exactly the reasons you say. However, the U.S. government has to pay it. We're the strongest government in the world. We've never defaulted since George Washington, ever. Not even he. He never defaulted. Nobody ever defaulted. These clowns in the Republican Party voted for that, a lot of the stuff that generated these bonds. They voted for hard infrastructure, many of them. 19 senators, Republicans, voted for it. They voted for the defense bill. They're now saying, now, wait a minute, you got to get our permission to pay the bonds that people bought. And listen, one foreign government, China, has $1 trillion of our paper. Others have, you know, 200 billion, 100 billion. Companies, investment banks, everybody has this stuff. You in your 401k and probably in your pension plan have some of it. Now, what this means is what the Republicans are saying, you're going to get an IOU. Well, you don't want an IOU. And that's why 90-day treasuries being sold right now are going over 5% interest when they should be 1%. Stephanie, thanks a lot for calling in. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, this is the typical Republican ploy. They do everything possible to cause disruption and chaos in the government, to break the government as much as possible. And they say, oh, look at the president. It's all his fault. Or, you know, look at it, the Democratic Party. It's all the Democrat Party is what they call them, of course. Look at them. It's all their fault. One of the lies I have heard from several of my conservative friends is that our economy is in poor shape. The highest job growth in history. Yes, we have a bit of inflation. I was around during the 70s, during the first oil crisis. We really saw inflation. We're talking about 18% or so at that time. These guys don't care about any of this stuff, really. What they want to do is trash the the government trash the economy, and they don't care if it trashes the world economy. They don't care how many millions of people lose their jobs. Their whole ploy is, this is the way we're going to keep power. End of my rant for today.
Yeah, you know, Jack, I second everything you said. And let me give you a couple of other hard facts. In terms of our economy, remember something, on inflation, we are handling it as lower, better than any other country in the world. You think we're inflation is bad, go to the UK. Remember another thing, inflation is not localized to any country. It's a worldwide fever. If there's inflation, it hits everybody, and it hits other countries a lot harder than ours. And Joe Biden has brought it down from what it was a year ago, month by month, he's bringing it down. We have full employment. We have not only full employment at a higher level than any time since 1969, but also as far as our economic performance, except for wartime, like the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, our economy is doing better than it ever has since 1940. If we default on our bonds, depending on how long we default for, up to 8 million people can lose their jobs. 8 million people out of this country can lose their jobs. 401ks will drop about 45%. I remember in 2008 and 2009, the S&P 500 fell 45%. There are a couple of Republicans who want that to happen. And that's why we need people on the discharge petition. There are Republicans who want it to happen. They've said they want it to happen. Paul Gosar wants it to happen. A number of them will not vote for any debt relief change or limit. Anyone. Thanks for calling, Jack. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Steve?
I think the answer is pretty simple, and that is, Republicans need to stop threatening stuff like Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, and raise the cap on Social Security, and start taxing these rich people more, and get rid of all the loopholes that they have.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and you hit the nail on the head in one respect. It's not just defense that's going to get hit by this. They will stop paying Social Security and also stop paying doctors who provide Medicare services to Medicare people, give them an IOU. Well, some people rely on that Social Security check. Not everybody just sticks it in the savings account. Some people, a lot of people, West Virginia, about 60% of them, need it month to month. They can't eat an IOU. They cannot eat an IOU, and doctors in small town practices can't eat an IOU. That's number one. Number two, you're right. Right now, there's no income limit for taxation for Medicare, but there is about 160 grand for Social Security. It'd be very easy just to raise that like Medicare, or do a donut. Say, okay, between 160 and 300, you don't have to pay anything more, but over 300 or 400, you do. The final thing I'll say is, one of the things McCarthy has a red line and is adamant is, rescind the hiring of these 80,000 more forensic lawyers and accountants for the IRS who are going to investigate people who commit tax fraud. That would produce almost $1 trillion a year. He does not want that because some of his donors, quite a few of them, do commit tax fraud. Steve, thanks a lot for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great call. Great caller. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5